Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January 22nd, 2021. 1:22:21. Coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. And last hour, we were talking about a very interesting subject, how we all live. What minimum wage is? Is it livable? The welfare system. How we treat each other in the political world. Do we give each other a chance? Do we say nice things about people? Are we constantly negative? Is it okay to criticize a person? I mean, criticizing the policy, as I've said, is okay, but criticizing the person, I really don't understand. So if you were trying to get in last hour and got the busy signal, give us a buzz now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear your opinion on this subject. It's a very important subject. Fascinating. Or if you know what is in these frappuccinos that McDonald's is selling, is it a frappuccino or a frappe, or what exactly is it called, and where's the best one? Now, I think McDonald's sells them. I think Tim Hortons sells them. I think Dunkin' sells them. I'm pretty sure Starbucks sells them, but again, that's a whole culture thing. Where do you want to go to get a good frappe? Now, this is kind of interesting because a lot of these are caramel frappes. Now, this comes to my word that we use all the time, caramel. Now, this became a conversation last night at dinner, because is it caramel or is it caramel? And is there any difference between caramel and caramel? Now, here's the thinking behind this. There is a Carmel, California, a city in California called Carmel. It's spelled C-A-R-M-E-L. Now, in Indiana, there's a city called Carmel. C-A-R-M-E-L, spelled the same way. In California, it's Carmel. In Indiana, it's Carmel. Okay, same spelling, different pronunciation, both places. Now, if you're making, or you have the little candies, or making a cake, or have that topping that you put on ice cream, now, is that caramel? Or is that caramel? Now, caramel is spelled different. Caramel has an A in it. It's C-R-A-M-E-L. C-A-R-A-M-E-L. It's not C-A-R-M-E-L. So, my question is there anything... Is there such a thing as caramel, like a caramel apple, or caramel candy, or caramel corn, or caramel cake, or is that actually caramel? Is there a difference between caramel and caramel? I don't know. This is a very confusing thing, but this was the topic last night at dinner. Caramel, caramel. Because if you have anything in your kitchen right now, food-wise, that you think is caramel, I bet if you go and look at the spelling right now, it's going to be C-A-R-A-M-E-L. Caramel. You would not pronounce that caramel, because there's an A right in the middle. And we know how caramel is spelled, C-A-R-M-E-L. Just go to Indiana. That's how they spell caramel, Indiana. So, That's my that's a brain teaser for you this morning. That's well beyond poverty levels and politics and everything else we were talking about. Does anybody have the answer to this caramel versus caramel versus eating versus places? What's your thought on it? Now, I did look it up, so I have the Google answer. The Google answer is, but I don't know if this is true, the Google answer is that caramel is only a place or a thing, like a destination. So Carmel, Indiana is right. That's how you would say it. Carmel, Indiana. But caramel, C-A-R-M-E-L, is never a food. The food is C-A-R-A-M-E-L, which you would pronounce caramel, not caramel. But I will bet you 90% of people will say caramel corn, caramel apples, caramel candy. They don't say caramel. But if you look on the box at the spelling, I bet you it's caramel. C-A-R-A-M-E-L. Now, what's your thinking on this? I don't know. It's one of those things, you live all your life, you never think about it, and then one day it pops in your head, and there it is. And I had this discussion, as I say, last night at dinner, and I think it's an interesting one, because it's one of those things, again, we all use this word constantly, but are we using it right? You know, I'll tell you where this all came about with me. Years and years ago, probably 20 years ago now, I was driving to New York. And on the way to New York, I stopped at a Dairy Queen, I think somewhere in New Jersey. So I was pretty close to New York. And I went through the drive-thru, and I wanted to get a Coney dog. You know, all my life, I've been ordering Coney dogs. You know, a Coney dog is a hot dog on a bun with Coney sauce on it. So I pull up to the drive-thru window at the Dairy Queen, and Dairy Queen's a chain. I pull up to the Dairy Queen in New Jersey, and I say, I want a Coney dog. And they said, what's a Coney dog? And I said, well, you know, a hot dog with the sauce on it. And they said, oh, a chili dog. And I said, I mean, I've heard it called a chili dog, but I've never ordered a chili dog. And they said, well, you know, that's only a Midwest thing, Coney. So I don't know. There's another question for you. Is there any difference between a Coney dog and a chili dog? You know, we even go to the store and say, where's Coney sauce? Well, what is Coney sauce? Is it really chili sauce? You know, when you go in that aisle and buy that sauce that you put on hot dogs, I believe it says chili sauce on the container. Matter of fact, I think it's even in the chili aisle where you get the chili powder and the canned chili, which is so popular now. So what do you, is it a chili dog or is it a Coney dog? And is there any difference? Because we know what chili is. It's, you know, it's the hamburgery substance that you put on top of a hot dog. But what is a Coney? What's Coney sauce? Is there a difference in your opinion? So here we go. We're talking about caramel, caramel, chili, Coney. It's the big food question this morning. Now, does anybody, and you can't be wrong on this really, because it's all opinion at this particular point, because here in the Midwest, you would have caramel corn and a chili dog, or a Coney dog. You'd have caramel corn and a Coney dog. But if you drive out to New Jersey, you would have caramel corn and a chili dog. It all depends on where you're from, apparently. But thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I think it's an interesting topic because I'm trying to figure out if we just pronounce things wrong or if we are pronouncing them right and it's just a dialect thing. Different parts of the country say different things. You know, it's like in the South when they say y'all. Well, what they're saying is you all. And I think their jaws are just getting tired. But now we spell y'all. We go Y-A apostrophe L-L. That's y'all. But it's not you y'all. It's you all. Y-O-U-A-L-L. It's... So is language changing? What are we doing here? I find it interesting. Maybe you don't find this stuff interesting, but chili dog, coney dog, caramel, caramel, all this is fascinating to me. 23 minutes past the hour, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And then it makes me wonder, because the only other time I've ever heard the word coney was the famous Coney Island in New York. And I think, well, is that where the word coney came from? Is that what coney sauce is? Because that's what they called it at Coney Island, which I know they sold hot dogs at Coney Island. Is that where that came from? I don't know. Any guesses? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Oh, and I do want to say, last night I had dinner at Steve Dakota Grill. I had not been there in quite a while, and I had a great, great, great server. Her name was Madison. She did a great job. Had a great dinner last night. Steak. Had not had steak in a while. Steak and broccoli is what I had for dinner last night. I don't know if that's healthy or not. The broccoli certainly looked healthy. The steak, I don't know. It's protein. I think it's probably healthy. So, yeah, Steve's Dakota Grill did a great job last night. Go ahead, caller.
Well, back during the 60s at a concession stand when you would serve a drink, it was either a soft drink, it was Coke, it was pop, or it was a soda.
Well, you know, that's interesting because even today, people use all those words.
Well, yeah.
And it all means the same thing.
Exactly.
But I don't know. See, with caramel and caramel, I think that's the most interesting one because I know that we all say caramel when we're talking about food. What was that?
We're talking slang.
Well, we must, because clearly food is C-A-R-A-M-E-L, and that's caramel.
It's a lazy way of saying things, just like you said, you all. You all, y'all. You know, it's like the fella said he was he wanted to build a grudge. Well, who are you mad at? He says, no, please put in my car.
Right. And we do that sometimes. We let our jaws get a little lazy. But like the coney sauce and the chili sauce thing, now that is different because we don't even think about it, but we do call it coney sauce here in the Midwest. But really, what is coney? And if you go into the store, I don't think there's any can that says coney sauce. I think it all says chili sauce.
I think we got it from Coney Island. That's where they have the hot dog eating contest each year at Coney Island. They eat dogs.
Right, but I wonder, was that just chili sauce that was served at Coney Island?
Well, I'm sure it was, yeah.
Well, if I wonder why that then...
Probably chili and cheese.
Well, but if you go into a store and you buy chili or coney sauce, there's no cheese in it.
No, you're right.
So I don't know. Coney, C-O-N-E-Y, apparently is a Midwestern terminology for a chili dog.
Very, very possible, yeah.
But then it's also funny because, you know, we all know what chili is, and what they're putting on the hot dog is not really chili.
No, depends on... Some places it is, yes.
But most places, it's just... it's kind of a concoction. I don't even think there is any hamburger in most places.
Not only hamburger, but they have the beans also.
Right, but I think most places don't. I think most, if you would go in Marion, and it's hard to find a hot dog in Marion, but if you would go to Sonic, or you would go to the root beer stand, or you would go to Dairy Queen, any of those places that
Sonic
serve...
Sonic does have a hamburger in it, I know. I've had it.
What's that?
Sonic does have a hamburger in it. I've had it.
Well, I've had the one at Sonic, too, and if it does have hamburger, there isn't much.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
And there's definitely no beans in it.
No, no. I bet. Is there any beans in the one at Burger Stand?
You know, I don't know that I've ever had one from there.
You've never had a Coney dog out there? You're not living.
Well, you know, I always go with the shredded chicken.
Oh.
So I don't. I really don't know.
They are really good. That'd be the only reason I could.
Well, you know, and I like hot dogs, and I like Coney sauce, but I don't, for some reason, I always get the shredded chicken when I'm there, but I don't know what they put in their sauce there, but I don't think most of these places do chili, what is the stuff they put, okay, let's say Sonic does put ham, and I've had them at Sonic, too. Okay, there's a little bit of hamburger in there, but what is that stuff around them? Because it's not chili. It doesn't taste like chili at all.
No, it doesn't. Probably a marinara sauce with hamburger in it.
It's something. It's got a little bit of a sweet taste to it.
Yeah, more sweet. More like a marinara sauce.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're wrapping that hamburger in, but it's definitely... I know
it's sloppy.
Well, it is a little sloppy. You know what? Honestly, more than marinara, it tastes to me kind of like a sloppy Joe.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know what is in that. I don't know if it's sloppy Joe on a hot dog. I don't know. I'm getting word here from the root beer stand that it's not chili. So I don't know what they're doing over at the root beer stand.
Oh. We'll find out.
Maybe we'll find out as time goes on. But yeah, it's interesting. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Chili and Coney sauce and caramel and caramel. And as the caller just brought up there's 1,000 different ways to say soda. You can say soda. You can say pop. A lot of people just call everything Coke, even when they want Pepsi. It's different. The way that we all talk. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So buzz back in. It's weird that I've never had, to my knowledge, a Coney dog, if that's what it's called, at the root beer stand. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're talking about chili.
Yes.
The chili capital of the world, Cincinnati.
That is true. Skyline chili.
That's not what you call chili that you're talking about. With the beans and the vegetables, it's more of a like the sauce that you have on a hot dog.
Well, you think?
Yeah, the chili down, you know, in Cincinnati.
So, like, the Skyline chili is more like what you would have on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati chili and all those others, that's not what a lot of people call chili.
Well, but, okay, when you have you ever been to any, like, Sonic or Root Beer Stand or...
Root Beer Stand.
Okay, if you go over to the Root Beer Stand and you... Now, do you say Coney Dog or Chili Dog?
I say both. It depends on what they have it listed on the menu.
So on their dog, because I've never had one, what is the concoction that comes? Is there hamburger in it? Is there?
It's been so long ago, I can't remember. You know, getting one at the root beer stand, but I've had them before, and I've had them there at Dairy Queen. Now you talk about Dairy Queen. Some Dairy Queens serve their own food. They only have the Dairy Queen ice cream. and you know, and then some Dairy Queens serve the Dairy Queen food. The one here in town, you know, they have their own, you know, Coney dogs and shredded chickens and, you know, things like that. You know, they don't sell the food that the Dairy Queens sell, you know, the hamburgers and stuff like that.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting to me because when I went out to the East Coast, I was kind of shocked that they don't even know. Well, if you order a Coney dog out there, they have no idea what you're talking about. You have to say chili. I did not realize that Coney was a Midwestern thing.
You know, there's so many things that, you know, in regions, you know, some people call motorcycles motorcycles and some people call them motorcycles.
They do. Well, you know, how do you feel about the bigger one, which we probably use far more often, caramel versus caramel?
I never really thought about that until you was talking about it.
Yeah, if you go into your kitchen, if you have any caramel corn or caramel apples or just caramel topping for ice cream, I bet you the spelling is C-A-R-A-M-E-L, which is caramel.
Yeah, you're right there, but I never, you know, I never realized that when, you know.
See, I'm trying to figure out, is there a difference between caramel and caramel? And I don't think there is.
No, I don't think there is.
Right. So I'm guessing we're just mispronouncing the word, because it is Carmel, Indiana. That's exactly right. And it's C-A-R-M-E-L. But it's not caramel corn. It's caramel corn. It's caramel candy. It's caramel cake.
Now, I'm sure there probably are places that say caramel instead of caramel.
Right, but you know, you don't. I could not tell you the last time. If you went into a store, I bet today, and said, "Show me the caramel corn," they would have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. If you didn't say caramel.
If you didn't say caramel.
Yeah.
But caramel is wrong, I guess.
I'll have to pay attention to that when I'm out to grocery stores and see how it's spelled. You know, when they have things like that and see how it's spelled.
That's right. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. If we're on the line with somebody else, it'll just ring busy. So keep on trying back in. 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We would love to hear your thoughts. Caramel versus caramel, all these words. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I guess it's our first conversation under the new administration.
It certainly is.
Would that be correct?
I believe so. I don't believe I've taken calls since Wednesday.
Not the phone quality for some reason is bad. Well, that's technology for you. Well, you know, I talked to you a few weeks ago about toffee and taffy. You said there's a difference. I don't eat either one, but if you say so. There are a lot of regional food differences are really fascinating.
Well, I think they are, and I'm not sure if they're it. But see, I don't think there's a difference between Coney and chili sauce, and I don't think there's a difference between caramel and caramel. But I think caramel is a mispronunciation, but I don't think...
That's California. My parents lived in, and they think it's Carmel, California, after they were married. So it's, and there's a Carmel, I believe Carmel, Indiana. They're kind of like equally accented. That's a Indianapolis suburb. So maybe if Mike Pence comes on, you can ask him how he pronounces it. So
they're
city names. Another fascinating one too is like they say Sandusky, as you know, but the city where Cedar Point is Sandusky, but they kind of change the accent around when it's Upper Sandusky or this Mid Ohio area. So sometimes it even varies if you drive a couple hours.
But I do think people get a little uptight about these things when I'm not really sure that they should, because the truth is, if most people are pronouncing it that way, and I will use aunt for an example, 90% of the people are saying aunt, And
yeah,
it's,
I always say aunt, but aunt is correct. I to me it just sounds kind of British, and I just say aunt. But yeah, either one. And then in Cincinnati, there are just food. There are food items and some methodologies that you can't find anywhere else, just because it's unique. Like Chicago, it has suburbs in three states, but it has a tremendous German influence. Columbus does also, but not as much as Cincinnati. And for example, you probably heard of Getta. Have you ever seen Getta anywhere else than Cincinnati? You know, the Frisch's in Cincinnati has it, but you can't get it at the Frisch's in Columbus, or Marysville is the closest one to you. So there are just these mock turtle soup. That's a Cincinnati-only food. And at one time, Cincinnati was just one of the largest cities in the area. And the city itself has lost a lot of people, but the suburbs are still huge. And again, it's a three-state sprawl. But, you know, the mock turtle soup and Getta, Scott, those are only in Cincinnati. You really can't get them anywhere else. I mean, New York City, they have certain kind of bagels and pizza, but you can get East Coast pizza in Ohio. I mean, you can get bagels anywhere, but they are better in New York City. They're more authentic and they're fresher. Some of the Chinatown-type foods, too, are kind of unique to a particular city. San Francisco and New York would be the best examples. But have you ever seen Getta anywhere else other than Cincinnati? Have you ever had Getta? It's really good, but it's kind of it's like a sausage and grain kind of mix, and you can kind of eat it anytime. So that's just an example of something that's a Cincinnati only dish. And in Cincinnati, yeah, you had the chili. I mean, we have Gold Star chili and Skyline chili here, but the two-way, the three-way, the four-way, that is a unique Cincinnati item. And some of the chili parlors, like the Camp Washington chili, they're one of a kind, and they're kind of world famous. They're like the fried bologna place in Waldo. They're just kind of a no miss if you're in the area.
Well, how do we? And there's another one. How do we get bologna out of that spelling?
Well, it's a good question, because you know I love pronunciations, and you and I discuss your pronunciations. I forgot one that you say also. You say February. It's February.
Well, see, now, I brought that up with Heloise yesterday, and here's the problem with pronunciation. Now, I know in my mind that it's February, but when you say February, people look at you funny, because the common pronunciation of that, like aunt, it's not aunt, it's aunt. But it's because
they can say what they want, but, you know, I'm a grammatical pronunciational scholar, and I you know, wordsmith, if you want to call me that, and I stand by what I say.
So
and
now,
there are some regional differences, and just again, city names. The Sandusky is interesting because you're talking about two places that are within a couple hour drive of each other, and yet they're pronounced differently.
Well, it's definitely different.
Yeah, have you ever had Getta or mock turtle soup? I mean, when I go to Cincinnati, that's one of the first things that I eat, because you can only get it there. Getta especially, that's a well-known dish, but no one eats it anywhere else. I've never seen it. I think you'd have to order it, but it's a Cincinnati-specific item.
You know, I don't think I've ever had that, no.
It's really good, though, if you ever go there. So I would certainly suggest it. So getting into more controversial items, how do you think the first almost 48 hours of the 46th president is going so far?
Well, I think, you know, it hasn't even been 48 hours yet, and I think, much like with anybody, I think people are just reacting to the fact that somebody new is in there. I think they did this when Trump was in there. You know, it's okay to attack somebody's policy, but why we are attacking the people, I don't know Joe Biden. I didn't know Donald Trump. I can't attack either one of them. I don't get that. And, you know, we're constantly going to be divided, yeah, unless we decide that we're all Americans and move forward.
Yeah, you only know Donald indirectly. You know, your friend Dr. Ruth, and she might call the show, or her imposter might call the show sometime soon. I guess she met him, but she doesn't want to talk about him as a man. So, and I didn't hear all of Phil Donahue's interviews, so I'd be interested in what he has to say about Donald, but the guy certainly was a character, and Biden more traditional.
Well, I don't understand why we can't It's all right to knock a policy. I think that's perfectly, but that we go after people personally, that I don't understand.
Well, when you're a politician, your rear end, so to speak, is on the line at all times. You as a man or woman, as well as your policies, and it's just a way to get exposure, which you may or may not want. Do you have any thoughts yourself personally on the extension of the 10 p.m. closing time? It's not really a curfew per se, but whatever you want to call it, as you probably heard, the governor has extended that indefinitely. Do you have any personal thoughts on it?
Well, you know, to me, I don't see where it's affected a whole lot of people anywhere because, you know, much like when there are other restrictions have been put in place, when it affected people, there was this huge uprising. This happened in November before Thanksgiving, and I have not seen ever any uprising because of the 10 p.m. curfew.
Yeah, it's you can imagine what I think about it, and I don't understand the logic at all, but he is the governor. He'll be up for re-election, and I would say his chances of being re-elected probably aren't too good at this point.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what will happen with him. I think there's a lot of... It'll depend on... You know, it's not till 2022. I think it'll depend on if this is over by then. People have short memories. Hello, Adam? I think we lost him. All right, if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 and a half minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz back in. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. This is the way we do it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's wrong with T-Mobile, a.k.a. Sprint, today, Scott, but I didn't hang up on you, but I guess I was about done. I think I yapped long enough. But
well,
I wish you a good weekend.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Are you going back to the capital city this weekend at all?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't decided what the plan is as of yet. Probably as the day goes on, I'll figure that out, but it's...
Okay, well, you could always stop by and we could do lunch or whatever.
Well, if I'm down in that area, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's fine, you know, and that's... I appreciate it. Well, you have a good 46th administration and a good weekend, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we continue on here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, coming up on 45 minutes past the hour here. Do you have any thoughts on anything? Again, if the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back. We want to hear your opinion as well as anybody else who has called in this morning. And there's a lot to talk about, and this hour has been kind of dominated by the caramel, coney sauce, chili sauce conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I was calling in concerning the Coney Dog talk this morning.
Yes.
Several years ago, when the Dairy Queen was just a little shack there on North Main, they had the best Coney Dogs in town. And when you wanted onion, you got real chopped onion. Today, you get dehydrated. And so the root beer stand... Not currently, but years ago, also had, it wasn't as good as Dairy Queen, but it was, you know, close. And today, when I get a Coney Dog up there, they do call them Coney Dogs. They have a foot long and a regular. They have cut way back on the burger and way back on the, beans that they put in there. And so basically what you're getting is just a sugary ketchup stuff on there because of the cost of meat and I suppose with the cost of beans.
Now, where's this at?
The root beer stand
on
North Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, way out there, the root beer stand. Stewart's, it's actually called Stewart's Root Beer Stand.
Right.
And, but... The one out there, I'm trying to think of the name of it right now, out on the East End, they sell Coney's trying to think of the name of it. It's not coming to me. But that's what they have the, you know, they have the car hops and...
Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic, yeah. Yeah. I couldn't think of it for some reason. Yeah, now their conies are not... I mean, if there is nowhere to get one like you used to get it. The only way you can have a good coney to me is to make it your own self in your own kitchen, where you can put your burger in there and put your tomato sauce, whatever kind of, you know, not ketchup, but tomato sauce or tomato puree. And
so
what it is, it's the cost of everything, and people are trying to make a profit, and they would have much more business if they would do everything the old-fashioned way and really bring some good food, you know, back to the table.
So
back for you to order.
So when I order a coney or chili dog today, so what is the substance that I'm getting, you think?
I believe it's just a ketchup-y, you know, sugary with not much meat in it. Or I think at the Dairy Queen, they're not even making their own sauce anymore. They're just using something that, like, you get out of a can at the grocery store, and they call it coney sauce, using that. And so I really don't know anywhere in this town where you can get a good coney dog. I mean, like it used to be. And it's what it is today, but it's not like it used to be. And
so what used to be in a coney dog that was beefed up?
Well, when I first started working in restaurants, what we did, we actually took the chili and then added ketchup and stuff to it, and then most everybody wanted the chopped onions on there, so it was actually like a chili sauce, which was the chili had big lumps of burger in it. I mean, it wasn't like all real fine like it is today. It actually had lumps of beef in it, and then, you know, we put the real onion on top of it. So that's what it used to be when I first started working in restaurants.
Now, what you say Stewart's has changed. Now, what used to be in there, coney sauce? So you
say
now
it's... Yeah, there used to be basically what I said, a lot of hamburger that had lumps in it instead of real ground, real fine now. And the last one I got up there, I said I wouldn't go back because, you know, it didn't have the beans, you know. I mean, I might have found one bean in there. But, I mean, you know, it's really good with the dark red kidney beans in there. And, you know, put lots of beans in there. And, but I don't know. I guess everybody's looking at the profit today, and I think they would have much more business if everybody overall would, you know, start doing something to give you a better product or a better item. But I understand, you know, they're not selling it for a dollar. Like McDonald's, they got dollar burgers. But, I mean, you know, you can't get a dollar coney. So, you know, everything has just changed to where everybody's struggling to make a profit. And I think, really, they don't care if you come back or not, you know.
Well, I thank you for calling in. Opinions are always welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a great day, and thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, I just want to go on the record here to say I don't screen these calls, and that because we're talking about businesses here in town, and we're talking about food, and I don't get any money from any of these businesses. Now, these are not my opinions. People are free to have their own opinion. I've never had a coney chili dog from the root beer stand. I think I have had one from Dairy Queen. I have had one from Sonic. I don't know why I've never had one from the root beer stand. I just haven't. But these are not my opinions. This is just, you know, freewheeling conversation this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody can call in. Give me a buzz. We've got 9 minutes left in the program today. Would love to hear your opinions on all of this. Talking about coney and chili dogs and caramel and caramel, the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
Have you ever had one from the Tasty Freeze?
Where is the Tasty Freeze?
I don't know, isn't that where John Mellencamp said he was sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze in that song?
I don't even know if I've ever heard a John Mellencamp song.
Oh, well, yes you have.
What?
You ever heard that Jack and Diane, and he says he was sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze? Don't make me bust a freestyle.
Well, I'm not sure. I thought John Mellencamp, isn't he like easy
he
listening?
He dropped a cougar, didn't he?
He's a cougar?
I said he dropped the cougar part, didn't he?
Oh, okay. I do remember his name now, but I don't think I ever heard any of his songs.
Oh, you would have to have lived your life under a rock to never have heard a John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp song.
Well, what's his big song?
Jack and Diane.
Well, how does that go?
We're really doing this, Scott?
Well, I really don't know it. I mean,
You do. You're such a bad liar. Goodbye, Scott.
No, I don't know this. What is Jack and Diane? Holy mackerel. No, now listen, I will go on the record here to tell you that I have never heard a song, Jack and Diane. There is just certain music. Now, it's funny because there's certain music you wouldn't think I would know anything about that I do know about. But that one, I don't know. Jack and Diane? I don't know what that means. I don't know. John Mellencamp, I guess. Excuse me. Something about a chili dog. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you're not familiar with John Cougar Mellencamp?
No, I know who he is. I just don't recall any of his music. But a lot of times, I don't equate the music with the person.
Would you like me to sing a couple bars of the song that
yeah,
the
go right
late?
Go right ahead, Adam. That's the way this morning's going.
One, two, one, two, three. A little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Johnny wants to be a football star, stuck in the backseat of Daddy's car. That's a few bars of it for you.
You know, Adam, I'm pretty sure I have not heard that.
Hurt So Good is another one of his tunes. Club Cherry Bomb, R.O.C.K. in the USA, that was a good one.
Oh, I've heard that.
He was big during my radio days in the 80s, and I remember playing a few of his tunes. Raid on the Scarecrow, that was kind of about bashing Ronald Reagan and helping the farmers. So it was very political. He's from Indiana, I mean, political bend on some of his songs. Considered a blue-collar rocker, a lot like Bruce Springsteen. They're similar in some ways.
Well, that Jack and Diane, I've never heard. I'm pretty sure I've never heard that. Now,
yeah, I mean, he was, again, a blue-collar, political rocker, like Bruce Springsteen, kind of a gravelly voice from Indiana. He's still around, so just a lot of folklore with his music, Midwestern talent, so... Springsteen from New Jersey, Cougar. He's now known as just John Mellencamp. He kind of changed his name a couple times. He's a Midwestern boy, so from our neck of the woods.
Now, I think I have heard R.O.C.K. in the... Give me a little bit of that.
R.O.C.K. in the USA. R.O.C.K. in the USA. Don't forget James Brown. He names all the musicians that helped shape American rock and R&B.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, Adam, I thank you for that.
No problem. I'm glad I could do some karaoke since I can't do it at the usual places. But
hey, right here.
Our listeners haven't been disgusted by my musical lack of talent. I thank them for listening.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, there you go. Now, see, this confirms something. I have never heard Jack and Diane. Now, I believe I probably have heard R.O.C.K. in the USA. But Jack and Diane, I have no idea. But I have heard of John Mellencamp, but I just, you know, it's kind of like there are some people who you are aware of, but I don't associate their music to them because I was never a DJ, and I don't know, you know, if a popular song plays, I don't necessarily know who's singing it. I might know the name of the song, but I don't know the singer. And so many people do cover songs now. I don't know who originally sings something. At Christmas, does anybody know that the original singer and performer of the Christmas song is Mel Torme? No, we all think it's Bing Crosby because he does the definitive version. So, I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All Right. Well, maybe we'll have some singing at the noon hour today. Now, don't hold your breath, because, you know, the people who are coming on at noon today have said they will sing in the past, but they wimp out on me when they're in here, so that could possibly happen. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, they don't have to sing the whole songs. You know, just a few bars there, like Adam did. Maybe I'll become more acquainted with Jack and Diane. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Got about 3 minutes left here. Talking about Carmel and Caramel and John Mellencamp. What a weird segue that was. Coney sauce, chili sauce. How are things going around in town? As far as the Coney and chili sauce goes, we've had that conversation. 740-383-9944. Oh, and last night, you know, birthday cakes are interesting because everybody has their own taste. Like me, I'm not big on birthday cake in general. I'll eat a piece if it's around, but it's not my big thing. But last night, I had an angel food cake with white, very light, fluffy icing on it, and it was very good, and I never had that for a birthday, so that was delicious. So the Angel Food birthday cake with white fluffy icing on it, very good last night. So that was a lot of fun after going out to the Dakota Grill and having the steak and broccoli, and then going to going over for the cake. It was good cake. So it was a good meal all around last night. And that's actually where the caramel caramel conversation came about, because there was a caramel or caramel cake also there, made by somebody else, as opposed to the angel food cake. Now, I did not get involved with that, but that's where the conversation came from. How do you say it? Caramel or caramel? Now, don't forget that coming up at noon, we will have Exchange Club. It should be Abby and Michelle and Dawson, we think. Dawson might be iffy at this particular point. And then 11 o'clock today, we got the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. And from 10 to 11 this morning, we'll probably do some Family Feud. I know that everybody likes that, so maybe we'll designate the next hour as Family Feud Hour here on WWGH Radio, the station where the phone lines are always opened at 740-383-9944. And also, don't forget, live tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., with Angie Evers on the station. Maybe we'll talk about Coney and chili sauce. You know, I think she knows the recipe for the everything sauce. I do. Hey, we're coming back in 15 minutes. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Bob. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a, you know, they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot, but they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is.
Legendary actor Barney Miller